Dolly with her 1977 hit Here You Come Again on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy in for Sam this morning.
And I'm Jane, and we told you yesterday about Dolly Parton's long-awaited first rock album called Rock Star. Long-awaited and worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The country icon, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, will release in November an album which includes a who's who of collaborators, including a reunion of the two remaining former Beatles.
Oh!
Joining us to discuss what could be an iconic album, our friend and musicologist Eric Alper. Hey, Eric.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How significant do you think this album in the history of rock and roll will end up being?
I hope it's really, really big, because I think for country music fans, and I think just for newer fans that know Dolly Parton as one of the executive producers of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and, you know, donating money for various causes, they may not even realize that she sings. And so when you have an album that features, as you mentioned, Paul and Ringo from the Beatles, and also Mick Fleetwood and Peter Frampton, Sting, Stevie Nicks, Elton John, Kid Rock,
jeez,
Joan Jett, Brandi Carlile.
It's
everybody. If I'm a manager of a rock artist, I might be feeling a little bit bad if my artist didn't get on this album. That's just how significant
yes,
I think it's going to be.
Eric, was this album, was it conceived, did Dolly have this in mind before her induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or was this one of those things where now that she's a member of the Rock Hall of Fame, she might as well release a rock and roll album?
I don't think she had an inkling that she was even going to do rock and roll. I think when she was inducted and she initially declined the honor, as she had a background in country music and not rock, and I can kind of disagree with that, because I think she should have gone in regardless of, you know, if she believes that she shouldn't have gone in anyway. But, you know, she said that, well, you know, when she thought about it and accepted the honor, she said, well, maybe now I have to do a rock album. I think that was probably the first time that anybody had thought, this could actually happen. And because she's on Big Machine Records, one of the biggest independent labels in the world, it was home to Taylor Swift, among many others, that kind of kicked off everything. Because so far, the only songs that we've heard are Rockin', which was an original song. She performed that at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. She did a duet with Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, and she's going to be performing World on Fire tonight at the Academy of Music Awards. So far, there's been no duets that have been released, but I think that's just Dolly whetting everybody's appetite until we all explode in happiness.
Right. And Eric, it also really speaks to the respect that Dolly has among her peers, right?
Yeah, I think you used to say that if you disagree with Dolly Parton, you're on the wrong side of the argument, you know, and especially when she originally declined being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, you know, a lot of people forgot that they just only concentrate on the rock part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But the genesis of rock and roll really came from the mixture of R&B and gospel and country music. And the first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, six of them were black. The four of them were country. You had Johnny Cash and Brenda Lee and Hank Williams. So she fit right in there of the not, you know, straight ahead Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like Peter Frampton or Pat Benatar or Linda Perry. Like Emmylou Harris and Sheryl Crow are in there. And so I think that when you started to think about, oh, this could be really interesting, because I think she just joked about the album. And then now it's kind of coming to fruition. And 30 songs, it's going to be pretty much something for everybody.
One of the things that I think about, Eric, when I think about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're talking to musicologist Eric Alper, by the way, Dolly Parton releasing the track list for her upcoming rock album. Eric, one of the things about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is it's filled with a bunch of rule breakers. And one of the things about Dolly Parton is she really does play by her own rules. And this album is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, if you look at rock and roll, it's never one sound. It's more a spirit that moved teenagers back in 1955. It basically drove your parents crazy. It drove the government up the wall.
Yeah.
It drove every religion on the planet nuts. And that's exactly what the music of rock and roll is. It should kind of disturb a little bit, and it should make us all feel the energy when we're older of those amazing times we had. It's a little bit of nostalgia, but it's a little bit of, I can still kick it on the dance floor if I need to.
Yeah, and we can see that on the cover art as well, yeah. Eric, right?
Oh, she looks amazing. She's, you know, she's sitting in this car with a leopard skin steering wheel. She looks glammed up. She looks like she's like 35 years old. She looks like she just won the battle in that movie 9 to 5.
And, that's right.
You know, she's getting ready to rumble. She's getting ready to go out on a Friday night and have a good time. And if you can't keep up with her, well, that's your problem.
Musicologist Eric Alper, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk soon.
Now let's check the roads one last time. Here's Spencer Costin.